I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Do not drive off the road with this big news.
DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Morning 6 to 10.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
WEPN-FM, New York.
Michael. He's on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K. Show.
Michael K. is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
A wonderful afternoon, everyone. It's the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. I don't know. We may be on yes. There's apparently some rain coming through Tampa as Michael, of course, doing some spring training. He'll be with us shortly. Peter Rosenberg here. Don Pucks LaGreca there. How you doing, Donnie?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm feeling great. It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is a crazy, crazy sports landscape when you look at it, honestly. I mean, with the NCAA tournament, which for both of us takes a backseat to a lot of the things that are going on, but Kentucky gets knocked out early, and some very interesting comments from Calipari we got to dissect at some point. Huge win for the Rangers. Islanders might have killed their season. The Knicks, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be upset about the way that they lost the game. It still ended up being a 3-1 Western swing, which is terrific.
I mean, if you spent time upset that they lost, you know, it's not like they got blown out. They just lost a tough game to Denver last night. I'm hitting you with the congratulations you played yourself.
Right.
That's a great West Coast trip.
Yeah, that's a great West Coast trip. And that would have meant beating Denver again this season, beating them for a fourth time in a row. That wasn't going to happen. No big deal. No harm, no foul. Nets lose again. No big deal. They're done. So you're seeing teams like the Islanders and the Nets maybe kind of showing that they're not real. The Rangers beating Boston for a third consecutive time, showing you they're real. Knicks winning 3 out of 4 out west, showing you they're real. And the Mets, I thought, really, with the signing that I predicted was going to happen if the price came down, and it did enough that they have a DH in J.D. Martinez, and good for them.
So 1 year, $12 million, J.D. Martinez to the Mets. How do you feel about the move, Don?
No, it's perfect. And the pushback that I'm getting from people is, well, are they in? Are they out? What's going on here? I thought they were going to have Vientos be their DH. I thought they were going to take a knee on the season, let the kids play. Nobody ever said taking a knee on the season. They just said that they weren't going to be all in on spending big money on free agents. They were going to save that for next offseason. But what they wanted to show you was that if the price is right, especially for it just being 1 year, that they would go out and improve themselves. And they certainly did that with the acquisition of J.D. Martinez. He's a world-class DH. Now, it does come at the at-bats of Vientos, but Vientos can still spell Beatty at third. He can still spell Alonso at first. He'll still get his DH licks. And, you know, he's still a 24-year-old kid that's going to get his day. But now I look at if you get the most out of Martinez, with Alonso who's in a walk year, with McNeil who's won a batting title, with Nimmo, who could be very good, with Marte, who's looking for a bounce-back season after injuries last year, with Alvarez, who's growing into being a real good offensive catcher. I mean, this could be a team that scores some runs. So it doesn't take much to be the third wild card team. We've talked about that before. 84 wins last year got the Diamondbacks in. So I think it's a great signing. 1 year, not a lot of money, and still keeps them on the path to do all the things they're going to be looking to do next offseason. So I like it a lot.
I'm trying to find the text from my friend earlier, who's a big Mets fan and would have rather spent the money trying to help out pitching
Do you think that – is that not the move, Dom, because it just would have been much more money to help out the pitching in a real way?
What are you getting? I mean, well, again, what are you getting? Are you going to get Snell $12 million for 1 year? I mean, if you're going to get Snell for a year, if you're going to get Montgomery for a year, that's not the going rate for those players. So I would ask your friend, who are you going to be spending that money on? What pitcher were you going to get that you love that you're going to give –
Montgomery, it sounds like it was $25 million a year.
Right, and I can understand if they're not in love with Montgomery, and he's not going to come here for a year. He's going to want a long-term contract, and if he's somebody that everybody's so hot for, then why is he still a free agent, Peter? You know, so and they won a championship with him in Texas. So pitching's very, very expensive. We've talked about it before. I'm not quite sure why, because these guys get hurt.
I know.
All the time, but there's going to be money to spend in the offseason next year. I do agree with your friend that pitching is certainly a need.
By the way, I feel a bad friend. My friend is Zach. Let's give him a name. Oh, you know, it's not right.
I know. Don't
That's
be like,
my fault.
Don't be like Michael. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want
he's
to
not,
say
it's like He's text. Not anonymous. It's Zach.
Oh, listen, they're going to need pitching, especially with Senga on the shelf. But they got news about Senga earlier in the week, so we'll see when he comes back. And Quintana is a guy that they, when they first acquired him, thought could be a piece to a team that can compete for a championship, and that didn't work out because of the injuries and all that. But I it's going to be a problem this year. You're just kind of going and looking and checking and seeing if there's a way to make it happen, and then you're going to be all in 2025. If we're sitting in here next year and they're not spending money and they're on the cheap, then I think everybody's got a right to complain about Cohen. But there's clearly a plan here, and let's see it through.
That's a fair assessment, Donnie Pucks. 1-800-919-3776. Interested to hear from Mets fans as well. I'm guessing you did not pay attention and catch the you were talking about how ridiculous a day of sports it was.
Right.
Did you happen to catch the end of the U.S. men's national team game against Jamaica?
Well, I did. It was one of those you don't feel good about. Right? The way it was explained to me, did I see it? No, but people that I do know that care, and they talked about it a little bit this morning on the blank you missed, that apparently in front of like nobody, they had a great comeback, but overall you felt like, really? This is what we're doing? Why are we needing a last second push here to beat Jamaica?
It's funny, that was our friend J.J. Devaney, new American J.J. Devaney.
I guess he
feels extra passionate. When you've only been an American for like 2 weeks, Don, you're really dialed in even more than usual.
Well, I can't think of anything more American than going and checking out that country soccer team.
and by the way, of course, he's a huge soccer guy. So
right, I know.
I forgot the game was on, right? And that there was this CONCACAF Nations League game. I completely forgot. And I'm always interested in U.S.
You
national
are.
Games. And forgot, and then I saw JJ tweet. He goes, I don't care what happens. But his tweet was something like, I don't care what happens in the next 10 minutes. This has been an abject failure, right?
Yes.
So, and then I turn on I go on Twitter and I see that 5 minutes into extra time on what would have been the last kick of the game, the U.S. got a corner. Now, I think there's some controversy because it felt like the refs just kind of gave the U.S. an extra 5 minutes to play with. Mm. And in that 5 minutes, Don, they tied it and then go on and win in overtime. I guess some people like JJ are expecting better from the U.S. national team. I am no longer at that point. I don't expect anything better. So regardless of how they get the win, I'll take it. It was just an everything sports kind of night all over the place. Right now, by the way, as I'm watching the tournament, nice big national AT&T Jalen Brunson commercial. You seen this?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, big Jalen Brunson spot right there during the tournament.
It's all coming together.
You know what I'm not comfortable with, by the way, guys?
What's that?
I'm not comfortable with how old Jay Wright has gotten.
Well, that's the problem with the good-looking coaches, right? You don't stay good-looking forever.
Yeah, exactly. And at some point, it starts to kind of fall off a little bit of a cliff.
Yeah,
and you know, listen, this was not a problem Jerry Tarkanian had. You know what I mean?
No.
Jerry Tarkanian looked 75
that's,
from the first time anyone
right,
laid
one,
eyes on him.
You know, looking old and ugly ages well.
Nothing ages better than starting out repug. But when you start out gorgeous, like
right.
Jay Wright, who, you know, for people who don't remember, I mean, Jay Wright, he's like gorgeous Jimmy of coaching, you know? And now he's in the He's on the coverage for TNT, and listen, he still looks fine. It just made me feel old. I still think of him as a young coach, and he's not. And, Don, do we have any new information from the wacky world of Shohei Ohtani?
No, nothing new. Just, the other thing that came up new is that people that know him, that have played with him, say that he could not have been funneling bets through his interpreter because he doesn't follow other sports. So he could not have been betting through this guy because he doesn't follow other sports, which, okay, I appreciate the support, but since when did you have to follow a sport to bet on it?
Yeah, that's a great
I'm going to give you an example. I'm not going to mention any names.
Dave.
But when I started doing ice chips, or my ice picks, excuse me. See, I got caught up. When I first started doing my ice picks, it was during the winter meetings in Vegas for baseball. So Michael was out there with Andrew Gunling. And Michael's like, you want me to make a bet for you? And I said, you know what? I got a good feeling about the Penguins. You might remember this. Bet the Penguins. I ended up getting it wrong. So that's where it all started. And then Michael told me all of his baseball writer friends like ran to the window to bet the Penguins because they're like, oh, Donnie Pucks, Mr. Hockey, has got like some inside dope on the Penguins. And I didn't. I just liked the Penguins. So that was going to be my bet. None of those guys that ran to make the bet knew anything about hockey. Didn't know Sidney Crosby. Didn't know the Penguins played in Pittsburgh. But didn't stop them from taking a tip and making a bet.
Isn't that funny, too? Yeah, so it shows it means nothing.
Right, so is it possible, like, all right, well, Shohei doesn't follow other sports. Okay, but, you know, he's been in the States for a while. He starts hearing people talking about football and says, you know, I don't know anything about football, but I do like making money. So, yeah, I'll throw some money on the Dolphins or whatever. Like, so all I'm saying is that I think both could be true. I think the friends and teammates that supported Ohtani and said he's not into sports can be true. But I don't use that as evidence that he didn't make bets. Do you?
No. In fact, I think at this point, when stories like this break, you end up looking back later and realizing how little you knew when you were attempting to talk about it early on. We currently know nothing. Ohtani could be the one with the gambling problem. We have no idea. Or he could have literally no involvement. And the guy was like, can you please pay this? And they're practically like blood brothers. And he's like, dude, you're an idiot. Fine. Give me the thing I'm paying. We don't know. And they're trying to come up with like every reason he has nothing to do with it. Well, I'm sorry. At some point, we're going to find out something happened. There's some version of truth that happened. And we just don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, isn't it possible in a world where he doesn't know anything about sports, but his interpreter does, and I'll give my mom. You know who has a gambling problem? I think my mom may have a gambling problem. Now, it hasn't bore fruit. Nothing's happened. But whenever I'm in Vegas or Atlantic City, my mom is on the phone. Play this number. Bet this. Put what 20 on black for me. Now, if I were to tell my mom, I'm liking the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You know, and this did happen. My mom's like, oh, but put $50 on it for me. She doesn't know anything about football, but she likes the rush of having a bet. So could that be Ohtani? Everybody's talking about this Super Bowl thing. I don't know really anything about it. I don't know. I don't
so
know Chief from a Falcon, but all right, yeah, I'll throw $10,000 on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, you know, if you're ever in Vegas on a fight weekend, you know how many people are betting the fight who aren't even into boxing? But they see all the advertisements all over Vegas for the fight, and they're like, oh, I'm going to bet on the De La Hoya fight. You just jump in.
Peter, come on, man. Back in the day, when we would do brackets at like $10-$20 a pop, you're telling me you knew everything about all 64 teams that were in the tournament?
No,
but you still wanted to be involved, right? Like there are people that knew basketball, like Dave Rothenberger knows college basketball backwards and forwards. Dan Grossa knows it backwards and forwards. I never knew it that well. It didn't stop me from dropping some money on the
And by the way, even if you know college basketball backwards and forwards, you're still taking huge risks on these 12 and 13 seeds.
No.
You don't know much about 14 seeds. But although, Don, I will have you know, I got the Oakland game right in my pool yesterday, so I'm quitting. I'm done.
How about that?
I mean, the rest, by the way, my bracket looks like pure garbage, but I did for some reason, don't ask me why, I for some reason, because you just, when you're doing it, Don, you got to throw. You can't literally go chalk the whole way. You've watched the tournament before. You know it's not going to be chalk, right? So you got to pick a few. And I picked Oakland. So I think that's going to be my big win for the tournament. I wrap it up. Interesting. Phone lines are open, 1-800-919-3776. And I just glanced down. It's very clear what people want to talk about the most. The J.D. Martinez is on the table, of course. Knicks with a great trip out west, 3-1. We're excited about that. Rangers with a big win. And the phone lines are absolutely lit for the Ohtani situation. Let's start up with Buy Easy. Did I get that right? Hey. Jersey. What up, man?
Hello?
Hey there.
What's going on? How you doing? How you doing, Don? How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I just want to make a point about I'm good. Shohei Ohtani. I think we all could agree that the odds that is that most likely Ohtani is helping a friend out. His friend got into some trouble. Probably banned. Using a legal sports bet. And he covered up for him. Because I think we all can say that he's the most popular baseball player. And everybody got their hand, their pocket, they got their
It was a good call, you know. We covered some ground. Ground was covered.
I side with him.
Go ahead. Probably
was just funding his buddy's gambling habit. But you got to know better. You can't be a Major League Baseball player and be wiring illegal bookies money. So I think he will be disciplined for that. Now, what does that look like? A fine, a suspension of some sort? I don't know. Probably that's the least of what could be the situation. But there's going to be an investigation. They're going to find out. What if they find out this is something he has done routinely in the past? You know, now you're talking about actually having some sort of a relationship with gangsters. I don't want to call them gangsters. You know, legal bookies. Because
some guy named Fast Eddie.
This is something you've done in the past. This is what if they find out there's been several wire transfers, or this is he's been funding this gambling habit for a long time, and yet here and then allowing this individual into the clubhouse. Like, so he's not going to get away scot-free here. But the idea that this is some kind of big gambling conspiracy, and that we're going to find out he was betting on baseball, and no, I don't think any of that's going to happen. That would be my guess, but who knows what other information is going to be unearthed. But I don't think he's going to get away with this scot-free. Something's going to happen here to him, and we'll see what the Players Association allows and what Major League Baseball decides to do.
Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, boys? So, Peter, I think before I get to my Ohtani point, you're 100% right. You know, 1 month from now, 2 months from now, we're probably all going to seem like idiots because we don't know at
this
point.
I thought we'll listen to the tape back and go, what were we talking about? We knew nothing.
Exactly. But, like, based on just what we know now, so I'm just looking at this from, like, a realistic point of view. Like, okay, Ohtani and his interpreter, they're boys. They've been together for years. Like, if your boy is especially involved in something like sports betting, they probably, most likely, either talk to you about it, ask for your advice. You were aware of it. So if it goes in that angle, I just find it very unrealistic that all of a sudden, like, Shohei is just going to play this, like, complete fool. Like, oh, I had no idea. That just doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me is the idea that he was robbed. Like, if that were the case, then and he's filing charges and all that, then why are they yucking it up in the dugout yesterday? I'd be red hot if a guy stole money from me.
Well, they're saying the timeline was that he found out just after. But still, the caller makes a really good point. The fact of the matter is, these guys are, like, inseparable. They're always together. Do you think there's a world, these two young guys who travel the world together and do everything together. You have to imagine Ohtani not only got a guy, he could find anyone, Don, who could translate Japanese to English. You're getting someone who you can hang with, right? There's no way he's completely unaware of what this guy's life is like. Unless this guy, I mean, I suppose he could have a secret addiction, you know, but, like, secret and to that extent, and you're talking about millions and millions of dollars? Well,
It sounds to me like the only parallel you could make to a similar relationship would be being married to someone. I mean, it just sounded like they spent every waking moment together. He would warm up with this guy. He was with him constantly. So where would he find the time to bet behind Ohtani's back. So I think Ohtani knew exactly what was going on.
All right, we rarely do this in the 3 o'clock hour, Don.
I'm gonna Richard?
Yeah, well, I want to talk to someone who himself was once $4.5 million in gambling debt. And that, of course, is Richard Manhattan. Hey, Richard.
Who's that in the corner?
Wow. Oh!
With everyone gathered around, trading their old sports stories, the many ups and the many downs.
What's the name of the show, though?
It's the Don and Dick Show. Coming your way.
What a show this is.
It's the Don and Dick Show. What can you say?
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Don. Hi, Peter. I got a quiz for you guys. Now, it's about the NCAA. It's relevant to you guys because he's a colleague of yours on ESPN and MSG. Okay. Oakland won last night.
That's right.
And everyone thought Oakland is in Oakland, California.
No.
Right? But it's Oakland, Michigan.
Michigan.
What was the last school in the NCAA tournament to advance and not be in the state that we thought it was in?
Ah, there are a lot of these that pop up.
Oh,
not a lot, but this is the one I'm thinking of, and I'm giving you the great hint. It's MSG ESPN related.
Oh.
One of your colleagues. That's all I'm going to give you.
MSG and ESPN?
Sure. All right, I'll give you another clue.
Where did Wally go to
school? Basketball announcer.
Well, yeah, but it can't be. Let's hold on. Let's think it through.
Oh, where did Clyde Frazier go to school?
No.
Where did Wally go to school?
Oh, did Wally go to Miami,
Wally
Ohio?
Wally Szczerbiak went to Miami of Ohio.
See,
and they went to the Sweet 16 in 1998.
I was going to say the only other school that people get confused what state it's in is Miami.
I think.
Okay, you got it.
I think we could think of other ones because. I know there are other ones in my mind. Because Miami of Ohio, I don't even really count anymore, Don, because everybody calls it Miami of Ohio.
Well, back in 1998 when you said Miami, you thought Miami, Florida, that's for sure. All right, fellas, did you see some of the matchups in the second round already? These are just so far. You got North Carolina, Michigan State.
Wow.
Tennessee, Texas. Gonzaga, Kansas. This is second round.
Beautiful.
The NCAA tournament is so great that you can't touch it. This is unbelievable. And as far as Coach Calipari, don't do a thing to him. He's great. This is a great story. This story is worth more than anything. A 26-year-old guy that's been in school for 8 years beats Calipari's 18, 19-year-old kids who are one and done, who are going to go to the pros and make more money than this guy will ever see in his lifetime. These are stories you can't even think of. And when you watch schools with older guys, it reminds me when you used to go to the YMCA and you'd see these grown men beating the kids on the full court games, half athletic as these kids, but because they know how to play the game, it's just so fun to watch. But I think Calipari is still great. I love what he's doing. I hope the people in Kentucky just tolerate it and enjoy it. He has great regular seasons. It's just, he's the Brian Cashman of college basketball. He can't get fired. He's like glue, like Steinbrenner is to Cashman. Calipari is the college football. He has a free pass. He does produce. It's a crapshoot now. And I wouldn't change a thing. It's just so great to
watch.
Well,
the only thing he'll change is if he decides to go someplace else, although I don't know where else he can go. My problem with Calipari is this. You know, he's talking about how young but that's by design, isn't it? I mean, you get all these one-and-dones, you're always going to have inexperience in the tournament. And I think it's really shown here. What has he lost, 3 of the last 4 years in the first round? So it's been an issue because you got 18 and 19 year olds, guys that are going to be NBA bound. He doesn't get a chance to work with these guys for 4 years. He doesn't get the chance to use experienced players. He's designed the whole system is get the best high school athletes. I get them for a year.
That's a good point, Don.
And the inexperience ends up burning them.
And it's such a great point because even if the players are phenomenal, which they obviously are, if Cal brings them to Kentucky. It's playing in the tournament is like, I'm not saying it's like playing in the pros, but it is in that it's a different level and a different intensity and a different experience than you've ever had. So to always be showing up with a group who's never felt that feeling of getting off the bus in a random city to go play in this game with so much attention, you're starting from scratch constantly.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Baseball players are almost ready for the season, but you're still holding on to that winter weight. Time to shed that fat, get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with njdiet.com. Open the spring at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on C, E, and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, Don, I'm sort of happy about the Ohtani story. You know why?
Why is that?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Because it's a baseball story that Michael is visibly excited to be talking about. But it's also interesting. For me, like, I find this story interesting. Like, we always argue on the show, Don, about, like, oh, Peter, not you as much, but you know who. Like, okay. I'm just not into baseball. No, I actually really am. I do really enjoy baseball.
Yeah.
I just find some of the conversations about minutiae, like numbers, and I don't just mean any numbers, particularly statistics that I never even heard of as a child.
Take a walk.
Things that have only been talked about in the last 5 years that I'm supposed to pretend about really do it for me. That is tough for me. But a story like this, it's hard not to, like, be invested and go, I just want to know what the hell's going on here. You know, now, was there a moment yesterday when I thought Michael's, you know, the way he was discussing it maybe was a little lofty relative to me? I mean, Michael would have had this story as being above Kate Middleton news for worldwide story. I don't know if I see it like that. But this is a really big deal with a really, really popular athlete, and it's the biggest contract in North American sports history. So it's fascinating.
But it is interesting, like, even from the baseball perspective. Like, I don't know if you felt the same way. The way Michael talked about Ohtani being global, he certainly is. But Michael was almost talking like he's at LeBron level, or that he's at, like Rodgers level, like in this country. Like the problem in this country is he's been in Anaheim his entire career, played most of his games late at night. Like, I don't know if a lot of people, they've heard the name and they understand the spectacle of the fact that he's a great pitcher and he's a great hitter, but I just don't know if he's in the public conscience the way Michael was talking about. Like, the name resonates, but seen him or have we experienced him the same way other popular athletes in North America have been?
No. And that I decided to lay off and not jump in and say, okay, I think when he said something like, he's the biggest athlete in the world, this is the biggest story in the world. I think I inside I went, all right, let's slow down a second. But I said, you know what? I can see that this man is very excited about this story. And I do think it's interesting.
Go away!
So, I didn't want to be that guy. So I said, I'm willing to deal with the hyperbole because it is a fascinating story. There's no way around that. As I pointed out earlier, though, I think we just don't know what the story is yet. You know, so we're just like Michael did yesterday when he was speculating about, well, the interpreter, what's to believe? Why should we believe that he would have any discipline and not bet baseball also? We just don't know any of this information yet. So I it's fascinating, yeah. But we got to kind of wait and see a bit.
Right. But unfortunately, when you do a talk show, you can't just like leave it on the shelf. Let's wait and see. And as things trickle down, you deal with it. Well, what we have on the surface is still pretty ugly, still not great, and also kind of very difficult to believe. What did we say yesterday? Didn't pass the smell test. Like, can you be this close to this guy and really have money stolen from you and you not know that you not know the kind of gambler this guy was? So, and there's already a lie right out of the box, right? Like, he did the interview with ESPN, and then he said that the money was loaned to him or that it was wired over, and now Ohtani's people are saying the money was stolen. So there's already mistruths being spoken.
For sure.
And so it's so intriguing because it does involve, let's face it, a player, even if we're going to argue like how big Ohtani is relative to the rest of the sports landscape, baseball is really counting on him to be the next great player. They are salivating at him being a Dodger. He's not an Angel anymore where superstars go to die. He's a Dodger. It's one of the biggest teams in baseball. They're playing in South Korea because of him. So they're hoping that this guy is going to save baseball, make it popular again, get it talked about the way it was 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. And now, before the guy even plays, you know, a meaningful game in North America as a Dodger, he's involved in a huge scandal.
Yeah, no matter how you cut it, it's not what you want. Back to the phone lines, and like I said, this is obviously what a lot of people want to talk about. Let's go to Matt in Chappaqua. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey,
good, good. I want to talk about this Ohtani thing just like everyone else, and obviously there's a lot of information. We actually know almost no information, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But the thing that I find interesting is that because it's Ohtani, he hasn't had any repercussions yet. Whereas if it was like someone, let's say, you know, just as a name, like Anthony Rendon or like Jeff McNeil, that player would immediately be suspended until the investigation was over. But because it's Ohtani, they're going to do the investigation first, and you know they're going to try to sweep this all under the rug because, like you said, he's the face of baseball right now. This has never happened before. If it does come out that he was gambling, especially on baseball, you're gonna suspend him for life. There's no way they're gonna hide this.
Well, here's the thing. As you can tell by the way this, it's a great call. Thanks, Matt. As you can tell about how the story even got here, they can only hide so much. I mean, the FBI is already in it. Like this baseball may do their best to pray and do whatever they can to make it go away, but Don, someone's getting to the bottom of this. This is a story that has enough legs that you're going to have some of the greatest sports reporters and probably reporters who go beyond sports. They'll probably be just straight news people, really serious journalists who attempt to cover this story and get to the bottom of it. And that's a problem for baseball. They're not going to be able to run from it completely, Don. They just can't.
I mean, obviously, in any sport, the attractiveness of the player, the sexiness of the name is going to make it a story. You know, if it was just to throw out a name that we know but is not anybody that's really significant in the game. This had been Harrison Bader, say. then what would probably happen is just because the FBI was getting involved, the Mets would probably just release him. Like, we don't need this. We don't need this problem. And then it would kind of just go away because everybody would just wash their hands of it because he wasn't anybody worth, like,
you want
propping
me to give the
up.
Best, you want the best example that comes right to mind? Homeboy on the Heat a couple years ago who said the anti-Semitic slur while playing a video game.
Oh, absolutely.
We've never heard from him again. Kyrie Irving would not back down off of promoting a Holocaust denier video. And if he hadn't literally pushed and pushed and pushed, he wouldn't have ever gotten in trouble. He forced the NBA's hand. Otherwise, they would have just let it go because Kyrie Irving's a superstar and the guy on the Heat was a nobody. So the caller's right in that sense. This will get handled differently because right. Shohei Ohtani prints cash. You want to go to Danny?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, we love Danny. Danny from Long Island. Hey, Danny.
Couple of things, guys. First of all, when you take a phone call from Dick during the day, I always get the feeling that there's like a patient with like that straw sucking thing in his mouth, and he's wondering where the hell did the dentist go? I hear him ranting in the next room, and the Novocaine's not starting to wear off. Two, Don, as far as my Islanders are concerned, you know, you win six in a row, you move into the seventh spot, and then what do you give me? Chocolate soft serve
in your pants.
With whipped cream, and it's not comfortable. I'm done with them. Cut every one of their ass. Complete rebuild. And now one for Peter. Peter, is Kentucky losing early almost like Duke losing early a Jace? Are they almost that annoying? Because Calipari, to me, is right up there with Duke as kind of annoying person.
I think it's a reasonable – I think for certain people it would be. For me, I don't – it just doesn't hit me the same way. But for a lot of people, yeah, they're right. I mean, come on, that's blue blood right there.
What is your take on sausage?
What do you mean?
That's going to be going down later, the same time I'll be visiting my tax preparer. And I'm deciding, you know what? I really want to have a good meeting with the tax preparer. I'll take the L with the sausage.
Tell me this right now, Danny, real quick, before you get to Shohei Ohtani, we're going to give you a room. You're Danny from Long Island, for God's sake.
That's right.
Danny, what part of Long Island are you from again?
I grew up in North America, live in North Massapequa.
All right, so you know all of Long Island, don't you?
Yes.
Well, what's the best restaurant in your eyes? The best restaurant in Rockville Center. You got a place?
You can't go wrong in Rockville Center. It has long been. I haven't been there in a few years, so I don't have to go that far to get. That's like me going 20 miles to get a meal. It's there's so many restaurants. Rockville Center has a lot of great restaurants. There's an old steakhouse on Merrick Road, I believe it's called Frank's. I'm not sure. Really traditional steakhouse, but you can't go wrong by the train station. A lot of good choices.
All right, thank you. Now to your Ohtani point. Go ahead.
The interpreter is probably a citizen of Japan who's presently in Korea. He's not coming back, kids. You will never hear from him. He will never sit in front of the FBI with a microphone. Why would he? As an American citizen in this soil, I have the right to say, you know what? I'm not going to – I have a right to remain silent. As a citizen of another country who's now going to be told – I'm imagining this Japan and Ohtani would like to keep this guy invisible and happy. He's not coming back. I would be shocked if you ever see him before a microphone or most certainly any kind of a law enforcement. So him not coming back to talk, what do you really have? Ohtani says, you know what? I think he stole the money from me. I don't want to press charges. The FBI, you're done. So, I don't, you know, if you don't have a complainant and there's no victim.
I'm sure we have extradition to Japan. I mean,
But if Ohtani doesn't want to, who's the victim? If Ohtani certainly doesn't want this to be investigated, unless he's 100%, Pete is right. We really don't know what went on. And we can look just at Kate Middleton's sudden, this very sad diagnosis, and to think what we were saying 6 days about why she was missing. Everything from UFOs to affairs, and the poor girl with three kids is suffering from cancer. So we don't know what we're going to know in a week from now with Ohtani. He may really be the victim.
Yeah, but here's the issue, is that he's told, apparently we're hearing information that he wants to pursue a criminal charge against him for theft. Well, then it sounds like Ohtani.
If he's the actual victim, and then he should do that, and he'll be found in the clear. If he's involved in it all, and this is just a statement for show, you'll know that real soon.
But is this a Greg Anderson situation where he is willing to take the fall for Ohtani, and for just to keep up appearances, Ohtani is going to press charges that he stole the money, and this guy is willing to take it. And as you said, if he's never going to come back and never really have to face the charges, well, Ohtani press charges to show you, hey, I had nothing to do with this. He stole the money from me. And if this guy's never going to have to face the music, and if he does, he's willing to go down for Ohtani, then we'll never going to find out the answer. And that's probably how that's what went down with Greg Anderson, right? Greg Anderson went to prison before he threw Barry Bonds under the bus. If that's where it's going to go here, then he's fine.
And as you mentioned, this guy's been traveling the world with Ohtani, so he knows a lot more than just his gambling habits. And let's remember, Mr. Ohtani just got married, didn't he? So let's, you know, he might want to keep this guy happy and on the down low. So this could disappear. That would not make Michael happy. I think Michael, since he's not signed with the Yankees, Michael wants it to be a complete crash and burn.
Wow, that's a serious allegation.
Oh, I think so. I think if he was on the Yankees, I don't think Michael would be nearly as outraged. Peter, can I get an agreement with that?
No. Oh, my God. I don't
Danny,
know. If I can...
Danny, listen, what you're saying is probably true, but this is dangerous territory. Thank you, Danny. And also, thank you. Frank's does look quite good. Looks kind of legendary, Frank Steaks in Rockville Center.
Somebody that likes Michael Kay.
Yeah.
Enjoys his company.
Sure.
Enjoys his talents.
Mm-hmm.
Would not throw him under the bus the way Danny just did. That's a serious allegation.
Saying that Michael thinks he would handle it differently if it was a Yankee?
Yeah.
I don't listen.
Because it would be even a bigger story. What, was Michael going to tap out?
No, I think Michael would handle this well. He'd be fine. I don't think he'd.
Wow.
I think he'd. Now, here's the thing, though. This is where we start getting into an annoying conversation of people being realistic. Would he handle it the exact same way? Probably not the exact same way, right? Because I'm sorry, that would be more complicated. But he would handle it honestly, objectively.
I don't know, would he be a little bit leery to give as much of the what-ifs as he did yesterday? Just
right,
because
that's what I'm saying.
The Yankees, but
still, no, that would only be because you... You know what? I hate having this conversation. People don't understand. People want him. They would want him in that situation to be even harder. And I think he'd be really aggressive. I think he'd be more aggressive than anyone else in his position would be. But I think you're right, Don. We'll probably have a little bit less of the what-ifs because he'd be getting text messages every 15 minutes if he said anything that was too speculative. That would just be a complicated situation.
It's a rough spot. But Danny brings up the one good point he did bring up is that if he is a Greg Anderson, a Jace character, well, then Ohtani is going to file charges, and this guy might be willing to do the perp walk for him. If the FBI is involved, they can go get him from Japan. I mean, it's not like it's impossible where he's going to completely disappear. He will have to face the music, I would think, at some point.
Well, listen, we're going to get all into that on the other side. By the way, welcome to Yes. We are back on Yes, and of course, you're listening to us on 98.7, this portion of the K-Show on 98.7, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz and New Rochelle. Visit Mercedes-Benz and New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted in 1968. I had a problem with one of my tires. They just picked up and brought back my Mercedes, Don. Did it all within a day. Shout out to the good people at the Pepe Auto Group. My man Jimmy in White Plains. Those guys are the best. Michael will be joining us shortly. We have so much to do, so much. Now, Don, do me a favor. Shut your mouth, open it, and then I'm going to talk about Dodge. Is that right?
All right, that makes sense, I guess.
Thank you very much. Is that what I'm doing, Anthony?
Yeah, your name's on it.
All right, perfect. Let's talk about Dodge, guys. Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters, Security Dodge. You already know, head on down and come get some. Right now, you can get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right, up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owned, all during the big Jeep celebration event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Peter Rosenberg here. You know the vibes. And you know Bath Fitter. Oh, they did my bath. Did a job. Customized it for my needs. Process easy. One installer. Done in a day. No demo. No mess. Permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me. And for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathFitterDesign.com. There is only one Bath Fitter.
Well, spring into gear with a new ride from Bay Ridge Mazda. They have over 200 new vehicles marked to move with 0% financing on select new models and prices below MSRP across their entire selection. Plus, every new Mazda comes with 1 year of free oil changes and a free tire rotation. Visit them today at 9000 4th Avenue in Brooklyn or online at BayRidgeMazda.com. Available to qualified buyers. Additional fees may apply. Must take same-day delivery. MSRP discounts not available on future or pre-sold inventory. See dealer for details. Ends 3/31/2024.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, and I'm coming in hot. I am coming in hot.
Really? Let's see.
You know why, Don?
I
want to
know why.
Because Anthony Pusick, playing the role of very good producer, told me that Danny from Long Island took a shot at me.
Yeah, and listen, I defended you.
I heard that. I heard that you defended me, and that's why I love you. So for those that joined late, like I'm doing after the Yankees beat the Mets 5-3, Danny from Long Island said that if Ohtani was on the Yankees, I'd be sweeping under the rug. Because, yeah, that's what I do, Danny. That's what I do. Steelers stink.
Did he say? I don't know if he said. Did he say sweeping under the rug?
Yeah. Well, maybe not those words, but
it was implied.
Well, not implied.
How dare he?
He made the statement that Michael would not have the guts to handle this story. He would handle it completely differently. And I think that does not come from a place. This is what I brought up, Michael. You probably heard me. That does not come from someone that likes you. That
you
comes
know,
from
right.
somebody that does not
absolutely
like
it. And you know what? I have a perfect rebuttal to him.
I think if he was on the Yankees, I don't think Michael would be nearly as
Shut
outraged.
Shut up, Danny.
Oh, my God.
Alex Rodriguez, right, when he got caught and got suspended, I destroyed him to the point that we didn't speak for a year
right.
and a half.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I swept it under the rug. I'm a truth spitter, Danny.
Oh, man.
Well, now you can hate me instead of Peter, because you and Peter are now lovebirds.
No,
How dare you?
I said
my ethics, and then
I
Peter,
said
you don't even defend me.
Wow. No, I didn't defend you. I was a little bit more honest than that. I said, do I think it would be the exact same? No, I think it might be slightly different, but I think it would be done with integrity, honesty, and as well done as anybody could do it. Don, is that not what I said?
Yes.
I said, I think it would be hard for you,
but
I think maybe it would be tougher for you to speculate with all the what-ifs in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, do I think that maybe since we spent a lot of time yesterday on what-ifs, could maybe someone from the Yankees or say, like, maybe I don't need to go down that far. Maybe. But you have
a
tremendous amount of
We'll never know, will we, Danny? We'll never know. Because I never discuss anything negative about the Yankees. I never receive phone calls at all,
right.
ever.
No, they never get mad at you.
Yeah, my gray hair just came about naturally. Yeah, okay, I'll play along, Danny. You might be barred from the show for a week.
And it's so interesting that call came when it did.
Yeah, coward.
Because off the air, we've been talking Danny up. Like, we really believe that he's one of our best callers. And he took a major hit, man. He went after the big kahuna and got smacked around a little bit. little bit.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt because I like Danny.
I like him too.
But not anymore.
That's a shame.
Oh, it's
it
done?
It really is a shame.
Oh, I'm done. You know me, Peter. I don't forget.
Oh, I don't think Michael has any other
Don
choice.
Said a very strategic time to trash me when I'm doing the Yankee Met game. He usually doesn't call in the 3 o'clock hour.
That's
so
a good point.
He pounced right when he had to make a disparaging comment about me.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Usually he's about a 4 o'clock caller.
Yeah, what 4 or 5. Yeah.
And the thing about it, Peter, is he went after the one area that you just don't go.
It's a Yankee boy area.
Unless you don't care for him and you want to kind of bring
him down. You know what? You're so bright, Don. I think he puts on an act when he calls in that he likes, but he obviously hates me and doesn't respect me.
Oh, my God.
Well, he is a Met fan, so it probably comes from that.
The bear. They lost today, 5-3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was heartbroken with that, first and second, nobody out, heart of the order coming up. I was crestfallen, Michael. But it was a good day yesterday, I thought. J.D. Martinez, I told you that was going to happen.
Well, we'll talk about that because it's a
Shall
bit curious.
We? Can we?
It's a bit curious.
Curious?
Bit. Yeah.
Curious.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
We'll do it at the 4 o'clock hour.
Interesting. It's just mere moments away.
Michael, do you have any, just because there's something interesting going on, you got any reads over there for a tournament update you'd like to hit?
Let me see.
Because I'll tell you.
So just go for it.
Well, under a minute here. San Diego State, the 5 seed, looking to hold on.
The Aztecs.
That's right, the Aztecs to you and me. Against UAB, the 12 seed, 66-63, under a minute in that one. So, and the UConn game, not quite an interesting one. They're currently up 37-10. Ooh. It's like a bad football game.
They're going to roll this field. They're going to roll. You get Kentucky losing yesterday. Unbelievable. UConn is far and away the best team in the tournament. I can't even see them stubbing their toe.
This is going to be.
They play Northwestern next. With an upset of a team that went to the Final Four last year.
That's right. That's Greeny's alma mater, Northwestern.
I know.
What
do you think he loves more, Don? Northwestern or the Jets?
Oh, no. His relationship with the Jets was actually consummated.
He has not consummated with Northwestern.
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody. Be well.
I
did the game with Girardi today. He's like really great friends with the FAU coach, and he went to Northwestern, so he didn't even know how to feel.
Well, you got to root for where you went.
I think he seemed happy when but he did not want to be joyful because he is friends with the FAU coach. All right, we got a lot of stuff to do. J.D. Martinez is now a Met. Good move, curious move, bad move. We'll talk about it. Don seems like he's dug in. Danny, I'll tell you where you could dig in. Kaylin Greco-Rosenberg and you. I'm so sad. Hey, when I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared. You guys know that. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and, of course, my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, and neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea and join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.